God of the breakthrough, how great is your faithfulness. Ooh. And have everyone log on the stream. So just worship with us.
can see your smiling eyes, so that's cool. Hey, welcome to church this morning, and it is so cool that we can now gather and that we can sing. So sing right through your mask today. Why don't you stand up with us and join along with everyone on the stream. Same God that never fails will not fail me now. You won't fail me now in the waiting. The same God that's never late is working all things out, working all things out. Yes, I will lift you high in the lowest valley. Your name. Yes, I will sing for joy when my heart is heavy.
Drove Come
consider all the worth thy hands have made. And I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Send him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God.
On. There we go. Holy God, we're thankful that you're a sovereign God, that you are in charge, And because you're in charge, because you are sovereign, we know that we can trust you, that you are a trustworthy God. And we need that reassurance as we make our way, while not knowing exactly who we can trust. And yes, you've put us out into a world affected by original sin. And it's clear that there are those around us, well, they too are sinners, like we are. And that sin is so disruptive. It's not only disruptive out there, so to speak, but it's disruptive to us in our own soul. And not that we are in a position higher than someone else, for we all fall short of your glorious ideal. Yet, Lord, as we make our way and try to make sense of where we are in the COVID movement, in the midst of protest, well, it does get us feeling around both inside and outside for your constant, loving, merciful plan. We look at our own week this past week, and we have things to confess. And what I love about trusting you and being in relationship with you, yes, there are things to confess, but wow, there are also things to celebrate in the week. And celebration is good, and sin is bad. We confess that to you. And as we confess it to you, we ask that we would learn from our mistakes, from our bad thinking, our bad attitude, our bad actions. And we don't take our sin lightly. Yet we know that you're a God who forgives us. You're a God who cleans the slate of our soul clean each time we come to you. And our very best is a clean slate moving forward. What we need is a fresh start and a new beginning. We yearn for what it means to be in eternity with you. Not that we're ready to die in this moment and be with you, but that fuels our souls so well. The reminder that you are a promise keeper, that you're God who desires for us to experience the very best that there is. And you desire that we would move ahead, that we would be successful in the face of adversity, in face of the challenge, in face of the odds and the obstacles. It's wonderful to worship you today. I pray that you would lighten our souls and our minds today. That you would once again, through the Holy Spirit, bring a breath of inspiration to us as we shed perspiration in dealing with our life. We do want to worship you in spirit and in truth. And once again, Lord, we pray that as we lift you up in worship, that you would lift us up as well. And so we pray all these things in your name. Amen. Okay, well, you can give an air high five to everybody around you if you'd like some air hugs. Those are never a bad thing. Those are never a bad thing to do too. I've been doing a lot of that. The foot thing. All of them. Look, this is good. Pastor Scott got a present today. I just want to know, they're little socks with toilet paper rolls on them. And I'm just wondering whether these are emergency socks that I might use. I guess they could be. Thank you, whoever gave me socks this morning. Thank you very much. It's been a great week. We've been thinking ahead. The way this has gone here on our staff is we rush to try to get everyone connected and everything uploaded to digital and all those good things. And then we had about 5 days where we just inhaled and relaxed a little bit and had a little fun. Then we've been rushing to get to opening day last week. Our next thing is to begin to think about what will happen when we go from 50 in a room to 100 in a room, and that's the prediction that perhaps even in July we will get to go to from 50 to 100 in each of our rooms. And if we get that far, then we really do have room for everybody that wants to come, and we're doing our best to provide that at this point. All of you, especially those of you on live stream that sent thank you cards and thank you emails, well, thank you for that. It's been an encouragement in a very fast-paced week to know that we are meeting your needs, and you appreciate the effort of all the staff and volunteers that are making this happen on the Sunday morning as well. We are to that time of the year, that very special time of the year where we celebrate our seniors graduating from high school, and here they are.
Good morning, SCC congregation. As many of you may know, we have some amazing students graduating this year. I've really enjoyed getting to know our seniors through things like the Mexico mission trip, Black Lake Bible Camp, and all the fun youth group activities we've done. Our seniors are going to share a little bit about what they're doing next year, and we also have a longer video that we're posting on our website where our leaders share some of their favorite memories of our seniors, and we have some photos throughout the years of our seniors. But without further ado, let's see what our seniors are doing next year.
Hey everybody, my name's Jordan. Just filling you in on what I'm going to be doing after I graduate. As of a month ago now, I have joined the United States Marine Corps, and I will be shipping off to boot camp on September 8th for 13 weeks. And upon graduating boot camp, I will hopefully be pursuing a career in aircraft mechanics within the Marine Corps. And if that doesn't work out, if all the jobs are filled, then I'll be either doing the security forces or infantry. Just your prayers would be much appreciated as I work my way through this amazing opportunity, and I just want to thank you all for your support and everything that you've given me throughout my high school career in the youth group and beyond, and hoorah!
Hey SEC, it's your girl Jessica Dietzman here. Next year I'll be attending Western Washington University through the Honors Program and the Business Scholars Program. I'll be attending business marketing there and doing Christian clubs as well as intramural sports. I'm really excited, and I just want to say thank you so much for the amazing 18 years of my life I've had at SEC and just all the amazing experiences. God bless you all.
Hi, guys. Next year, my plan is to go to Seattle Pacific University. I plan on studying psychology. More specifically, I want to do a sports psychology program. I'm not going to be playing soccer like most of you probably think there, although I am going to go to a tryout and see what happens from there. However, I do want to play intramural soccer, maybe try other sports. I'm really looking forward to meeting new people, living in a new city, and making new friends. And thank you for all your guys' support over the years in the church, and I really appreciate it.
Hey, SCC, it's Peyton Sturm. Next year, I will be attending Baylor University in Waco, Texas. I'm hoping to pursue a degree in business with a minor in theater or Spanish. I'm very excited to strengthen my faith at this Southern Baptist school, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Keith Wilbert, and I'll be going to Iowa State University next year, and I'll be studying mechanical engineering, and I'll be playing in the many bands they have, the marching band, the pep band, hopefully the concert band if I can find time. But yeah, that's what I'm doing next year.
Hello, Scrim Community Church. My name is Hope Glasser. I'm a senior at SHS, and I'm proud to say that I will be attending Peninsula College next year, not only to further my education, but also my basketball career. I just wanted to say thank you for everything that you guys have done for me and supporting me throughout all the years that I've been there. And yeah, thank you.
Yay!
Good morning, F.
Definitely an awesome group of students. In fact, that whole group that that Keith has is they're doing great things, and we'll have another crop like this show up next year. Christy Paris is reading our scripture passage. Yes, no, maybe so. No. Okay. If you put it on that back screen, I can read it because I can't read it out of my Bible. That's all right. Wait, I might be able to. Oh, wait, I can read it. I blew it up to 14 in my. The Wisdom of Solomon, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is what I'm going to read. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Trust. It's a passage about trust. I think the last couple of weeks, we've seen the issue of trust raised as we've watched the news, read the news feed, tried to keep up on what is going on. It's always a challenge when authority is not trusted in our society. And it makes us feel uneasy. It makes us feel very unsure. It concerns us in an exterior way, but it also, it's troubling to us on the inside. As human beings, we need to be able to believe, to trust, to have assurance of what tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that might look like. And that has been called into question. God wants us to know that he is a trustworthy God. He wants us to know that he does make promises to us, and he wants to bring those promises to fruition in our own life. And so a very fundamental foundation of wanting to be a fully devoted follower of Christ is learning how to trust God. Learning how to trust God with all of our heart, not depending on our own understanding. Seeking his will above all other wills in all that we do. And when we do those three things, Solomon promises that God will show us the path, show us the best path. So I want to just take those four statements and let's go through them. First of all, about trusting God with all of our heart. Trusting God is the right path in the end. It is the path that leads us both to spiritually good things, success spiritually, good things in our life, success in our life. Not that we're Not that we're automatically successful. I'll get to that in a moment. But God wants to show us the best way in our life. And so when it comes to trust, just think back for a moment. You remember when you first really trusted God? I know it's true about every one of us. When we trusted God, when we truly trusted God, we were all in. We were all in. Now we might have been a little naive, a little young. Not as experienced as we are today, but we were all in, and we know that this all-in journey is something we strive for and seek to attain on a daily basis. Let's see. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Now, when we trust God with all of our heart, you know, our on-ramps are all very different. If we had time to interview everyone here this morning and ask them how did they finally trust God and get all in with Him, our on-ramps might be very, very different, I would suppose. But our final destination is all the same. No matter which way we came into the faith is about trusting God, being all in and allowing Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of our life. Trusting God with all our heart. That's a little bit of a challenge, isn't it? In my 45 years of ministry, what I've noticed about most everybody is we have this point where we want to trust God, but we don't want to trust God for everything. That all word. We want to trust God. In fact, we say, you know, I'm pretty smart and capable, and I've got this, and this in my life, but you know what? I don't have that eternal question answered. I'm not sure how I'm going to get from here to heaven, but I know how I'm going to provide for my family and live where I want to live and deal with the issues that I need to deal with. And so we don't trust God in everything. We want to add God on at times to the rest of the intellect and success and ability that we have. And or what we want to do is we want to let God fill in the gaps where, well, we just don't know. I mean, who doesn't want fire insurance? Yeah. Yeah, we all do. We're sure we don't want to go to hell, but we're not sure how we're going to get to heaven. And so we ask Jesus to be our Savior. But rightfully so, He is our Savior and our Lord. He is worthy of our trust in every single area. Trusting God in all that we do is very two-dimensional. Yes, one dimension of trusting God completely has to do with eternity. I'll quote Paul out of Romans. Everyone who trustingly calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone. Now, what I love about the word everyone here in Romans is that it shows the inclusive intentionality of God's heart. God invites everyone to trust Him in all that they do. God cannot make you trust Him in all that you do. In fact, even when we're all in, we have a little trouble with that as we change, as the world around us changes. But Paul makes it very clear. God wants all of us to spend eternity with him. And yes, everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, everybody who gets all in with God, everybody that trusts God completely and is honest about where they don't, where they still have questions and issues. God wants all of us to spend eternity with him. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, however you did that, Jesus Christ becomes your Savior, and that locks you in for eternity in the glory of God. But notice there's also an everyday aspect. We go back to our passage this morning, verse 5. It says, all, trust God in all that you do. And the all is the everyday part of life. The common things of life, the exceptional things of life. Trusting him when things are going well. Trusting him when things don't go well. Trusting God when we can see up ahead, and trusting God when we can't see farther than our own nose. Trusting God in all that we do. Yeah, that's a great challenge. It's also a great opportunity. Now, it's true, the first part is all about trusting God in all that we do. And that leads us to the second part of the wisdom of Solomon. And yes, that first phrase is one of the most challenging phrases, one of the most challenging scriptures in all of the Bible. And as we aspire to trust God in all that we do, now we're ready to realize that we should not just depend on our own understanding. Now, trusting God and not depending on your own understanding is a realization that you know some things and you are very capable. If anything, this church is filled with a lot of smart, successful people. But we need to acknowledge and know the limits of our human understanding. And we may know how to do lots of good things at an exceptional level. But when it comes to things like eternity, are we really an authority on that subject? Have we gone to eternity and come back? And so there is this depending on God and understanding the limits of our own knowledge, our own success, our own ability. Now, I love our church because, to my knowledge, we've never asked you to unscrew your head and set it under the chair, right? I mean, I'm a big fan. You got great questions. I think we got great answers. Sure, there's a few things that we can't completely explain. Can you completely explain a miracle? No. But in that miracle, you trust God. The God is active. God is working. Now, as we depend upon God and we trust him, he leads us to very good things, the scriptures say. John 10:10. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Now, rich here, and I'll get to that in a moment, is not that you're going to be financially rich. I mean, I hope you do. I hope you become very financially rich and tithe. But here it means rich in purpose, in meaning, in contentment. And God wants us to be content. He wants us to be fulfilled. He doesn't want us fretting and worrying and being as stressed out as we, well, have a tendency to become every once in a while. I don't know about you, but I do from time to time. Depending not on our own understanding, because we are trusting God and all that we do leads us to a very good life, a meaning and purpose that goes beyond this world. And why does that happen? Because God is a promise keeper. He's a promise keeper. The third phrase is that we would seek His will in all that we do. Now that takes me right away to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything that you need. Everything that you need. But for God to meet our needs, it means that we have to seek His kingdom first. Give His kingdom the priority in our life as fully devoted followers of Christ. Seeking Him, His will in all that we do. Where have you in your life put out a no trespassing sign for God? Where in your life have you determined that this is your private domain? You don't want God in there. And I understand the challenge of no trespassing. That all, again, is all inclusive. God wants to be the Lord of our life. He wants us to trust Him everywhere from the boardroom to the bedroom. He wants to lead us in each and every area of our life. And I know we put up a no trespassing sign, at least from time to time. Oh, talk to me, Lord, about this and this and this, but this here is my private domain. That's off limits to you. I don't want to hear what you have to say about this in my life. And the great thing about the Holy Spirit is He comes along and He reminds us to take that sign down. Really? We have to take that sign down, and I can tell you one place you don't want the Holy Spirit going. It's that closet that you have downstairs, so to speak, in your soul, where you've hidden all the dark, difficult, bad things. And if you're raised in a tradition like I was, you don't ever want God getting near the bad closet. Because what would God think of me if He got in that closet and saw all the things I've been hiding in there, hoarding in there? But I can tell you one of the things that will make you truly free, freer than you've ever been before, is to let God in that closet, as painful as it is. And open it up and allow the light of the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures to shine upon that. And I can tell you what, The Holy Spirit's good at throwing out the junk in your life if you let him. Oh, look at this. Yeah, that's really unhealthy. Let's get rid of that. Oh, what about this? Yeah, that's not doing you or anyone else any good. Oh, what about this? Yeah, this is definitely not a first choice item. And we probably ought to put that in the recycling bin as well. We have to take down the no trespassing sign to God. And we have to realize to trust him completely. To be all in with him is to give him complete access to who you are. What you think, what you say, what you do. What does Solomon say? Seek his wisdom again in all that you do. Last one. He will show us which path to take. Well, which path should you take? Most of the time, we know what path we ought to take. But when we get into times like we're in now, that journey is not an easy one. The journey is very challenging. I was talking to my good friend Pastor Mason the other day, and we were texting back and forth, and I just said, dude, why is it that everybody can't be like me and you? And you know what? He sent back two single words to me. Yes, sir, because he's from the South and sir's an appropriate thing. Yes, why not? Why not? God wants to bring the very best into our life. And so we do have to trust him. We do have to depend on him. We do have to seek him. And as we do those three things, he shows us the best way, the right way. Now, I want you to understand that that does not mean you're all going to get rich and you're all going to be healthy till you die in a moment when you're 105. It doesn't mean that at all. You're not going to automatically be anything other than a redeemed person that is engaged in the process of sanctification, being moved forward day by day, trusting day by day, trusting here, trusting here, trusting there, trusting him everywhere. Now, it's true that whatever you won't put before the feet of Jesus will eventually cause you a lot of trouble, headaches, and pain. And it's true everything you're willing to put at the foot of the cross, including your sin, your faults, and your failures. Well, God is very good at showing us the right way. Picking out in all the paths of life, the right one for us to take. And Jesus' path, well, he's the way, the truth, and the life. His path is always the right path. And when we allow God through our trusting, through our depending, through our seeking to bless us and move us forward, that is a moment once again where we're all in. And we understand once again just how much God loves us. How much God forgives us. How God wants to lavish us with grace and blessing in our life. When we read the scriptures, The takeaway is, who would ever want to miss out on this? Who would ever want to miss out on this? I pray that you never miss out when it comes to finding the right path. And I know if you'll trust and you'll depend and you're willing to seek His will every day in all that you do, you'll know which way to go. You'll know. Let's pray. Jesus, we're challenged at this point in history. We're challenged in midst of the frailty of our humanity, in the understanding that everyone is created in your image, that you're a God who's an everyone God, that you want everyone on this planet to call upon your name. And you've called us to be your ambassadors, as we talked about a few weeks ago. Lord, help us where we're not trusting. Help us where we're not depending. Help us to seek in those places that we're a little afraid to let you into, where we've put up a no trespassing sign. Father, I ask you that as we do those things, that you will show us the path. Oh, we know that you're the way, the truth, and the life. And you are the right path. And you illumine through your word and through the Holy Spirit just which way we should go. And we thank you for that, especially when we've faltered and failed. Especially when we've closed our eyes to you. Help us, Lord, to open our eyes, our minds, our hearts and souls, and our hands to you. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
Can you stand with us? It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah, yeah. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
forever worship you. I can only imagine.
So crank up that imagination, and as you do, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live as rightly as you know how to live in any given moment. And if you do those two things, God is a great God, and He blesses us with everything we really need. Amen.